Caboo at the Clinton is our monthly film series at the Clinton Street Theater. This month, on Thursday, March 10th at 7 p.m., Caboo at the Clinton will show Salt of the Earth. Based on actual events, this film depicts a strike by Mexican-American mine workers in New Mexico. Against a backdrop of social injustice, a family drama is played out by a miner and his wife. Again, that's Salt of the Earth, Thursday, March 10th, 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Monday, March 7th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Real Community Radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Well, we're going to run through the weather quickly. Obviously, showers this morning, possible thunderstorms later on after 4. We've got highs around 52 today and a light southwest wind, 9 miles per hour. For tonight, again, expect a bit more rain and then patchy fog later on. Lows around 39. It'll be a chilly night. And for tomorrow, rain returning and highs around 48. And again, light southwest wind, 6 to 10. That's it for the weather, and moving right along, we're going to have a few headlines and then speak with Chauncey Peltier, Leonard Peltier's son, who has been a constant advocate on behalf of his father, who is not well. He had an aneurysm a while back, and federal prison officials did everything in their power to kill him by refusing to have him taken to the hospital, which is not that far away. They said it was a problem because records needed to be transferred. I think everybody who has had experiences with hospitals knows that it may be one click at least, maybe two clicks of he would send records to anywhere, Kuala Lumpur if need be. So saying the business about records almost is a return to 1976, which is a fatal year. There was a rally recently on the 6th commemorating the incarceration and reminding us that it is always time to demand clemency. Chauncey's on the line waiting. We do have a few quick headlines to run through. And in Albany, New York, local officials say they strongly oppose a proposal by environmental groups to create a Douglas fir National Monument in Western Oregon. Amazing, amazing. The Albany Democrat Herald reports a coalition of environmental groups would like to designate nearly 500,000 acres in Lynn and Marion counties as a national monument. Of course, people, these days, these dark days for everything we care about, everything we love, there is enormous opposition to this, even though creating the monument wouldn't mean any additional regulations on state or private land unless they were acquired by the federal government. There you have it. And again, the federal government has controlled the National Bison Range since its creation over a century ago. And now the treasure, this a creature which represents a tribal nation, may return to its tribal roots. More on that. You just got to breeze through headlines. Reconnecting with tradition and nature. There is now an agency called Network for Native Futures. It's a native healthcare system. And it is about to be severed from government bureaucracy. We're going to see what happens next there. And the Goose Timber sale back on the block. A controversial sale in the first place was stalled with a tree sit in 2012, and it's back. And it's time to get up in those trees, hit the trees before the timber companies hit them. And we're going to let it go there for the rest of the headlines, pretty much holding in place. We haven't done a lot on the election because it's all so obviously orchestrated that there's and the areas which appear to be freestyle. I don't know about that. We don't know how deep Trump's lines run in from the private sector to the government. I guess that's something that we're going to find out. And now it's time. It's past time. We need to think about Leonard Peltier and all of America's political prisoners. They receive very little attention in these days because everybody, of course, is focused on Donald Trump's latest vulgarity. But nonetheless, there are people who have stood up for all of our rights, not just their rights, rights of all of us, for pure, just simple human decency and justice, are languishing in prisons right now. And their voices, however, are not silenced. Leonard's voice is loud and clear through the extraordinary paintings that he does, and that Chauncey is the custodian, the keeper of, and the point at which Leonard is in contact with the outer world. He should receive clemency, and clemency now. Chauncey, thank you so much for being with us again. We're glad to have you back on the KBOO airwaves.
Thank you. Thank you again for having me on the show again. And I always like to start out by thanking the supporters for Leonard. There's so many supporters out there all over the world, so many supporters in the United States. And if it wasn't for the supporters out there, we wouldn't be here asking for Leonard Peltier's freedom. And so I always like to start out by thanking the supporters.
Oh, thank you.
A lot of young people out there that always climb on board once they hear about his case.
Yeah, it is so extreme. I was reading through it and, you know, reviewing what happened, and it never ceases to shock. I mean, it's not a miscarriage of justice. It was planned. There's no justice involved at all in what happened. It was a pre-planned murder. That's all. And there's no getting around that. There's plenty of evidence on the books and in the memories of people involved. If you want, would you just let us know? On the 6th, I believe, yesterday, there was a rally on behalf of Leonard, reminding us that this was the day when he was incarcerated. And that's what we're here to talk about today.
Okay. Yeah, there was what was it, a march the other day?
Yeah.
And then yesterday, over the weekend up in Olympia at the Co-op, we did another mural of Leonard Peltier's artwork. And there's a lot of supporters up there in Olympia. There was actually there were a few things going on over the weekend for Leonard. Seems like a lot more of the supporters are stepping up and putting on events and trying to get Leonard's the word out there for Leonard. This is the Obama's last year in there, and we're asking Obama to give Leonard clemency, which we finally got a clemency here filed last week.
Last week.
And, what we're doing is now we got to do the clemency campaign, and what we're doing is asking everybody and anybody that was ever Leonard Peltier supporter, if you've signed a petition in the past or anything, you know, at least I have to have a new set of petitions with every president.
Yeah.
A lot of people come by these booths and they'll say, well, I signed a petition for Leonard Nixon. Well, and I'll tell them that, you know, I have to have a new set for every president. They always come back and sign them. And so that's what we're asking for. Obama's asking to see all the supporters in the United States. He knows that Leonard has supporters all over the world. Presidents of different countries have wrote in letters and asked for Leonard's freedom. And so he's been asking to see the supporters in the United States for Leonard. So what I've been doing is I got business cards, postcards. I've been doing a lot of these events, getting signatures on petitions, getting the word out there, educating a lot of people. We need to really, really push and get all the letters and everything we can written to the White House, phone calls to the White House, asking for clemency for Leonard Peltier.
And so, go ahead. I'm sorry. It is indeed 40 years. That's something to a lot of time.
It's just 40 years of injustice. And I'm asking everybody to call 202-456-1111 and ask for clemency for Leonard Peltier. And anything you need to know about this case, the trials, the FBI files, any events that's coming up, online petitions, you can print out petitions there. Who is LeonardPeltier.info? Anything you need to know about Leonard, it's on there. And especially events that's coming up. You know, if you could take some time and take, you know, a few hours to go to these events and show your support, that's what Obama's asking for. Leonard's put in 40 years of injustice, the biggest rights violation case in history, and one of the biggest, longest held political prisoners in the world. And he's 71 years old. His health is very poor. He got diagnosed here with an aneurysm about 5 weeks ago. It's about the size of a AA battery. It don't seem to be growing right now. The Mayo Clinic accepted him. And we got the prison system ain't got him scheduled to move out for probably about 6-7 months.
What?
And there's
That's another campaign to get on, and that might be that is equally important, because clemency means nothing if you're dead. I mean, that's a form of freedom, but not necessarily the one that we're seeking for Leonard. He needs to be out, and he needs to be healthy. But writing to who you'd recommend that we write to the prison.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons. Call and write them and ask them for immediate health care for Leonard. Leonard, just not let alone the aneurysm, Leonard has diabetes. And living 71 years old, living in a max security prison like that, it's a pretty max security. It's a bad place to be. And whenever somebody in there gets in trouble or a fight or whatever, they lock the whole prison down, and then they feed those guys through the doors.
And how does he receive his medicine? If you have diabetes, don't you have to have medicine every day?
Well, I'm sure they'll probably give him his medicine, but the food and stuff is, I hope, and they're giving him his medicine, I'll say. But the food they're feeding him through the door, he can't pick and choose for his diabetes when they do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a roller coaster on his diabetes, and people lose arms, limbs, eyes, everything else, and die over diabetes. So, I mean, it ain't just the aneurysm, it's the diabetes. He's had a stroke in there. This is for 40 years, us taxpayers have been paying to keep this man in prison. When he actually went to court, they only gave his legal team $18,000 for his legal defense, where we taxpayers have spent millions of dollars keeping this man in prison, where you've had 55 members of Congress, Democratic and Republicans, and judges, Supreme Court judges, saying this man needs to be set free or a retrial. And here us as taxpayers have been paying for this for 40 years, because there's a few bad apples out there that want to see Leonard stay and rot and die in prison. We're only human, you know. When Leonard got convicted of the crime that they framed him for, it was actually only a 7-year sentence, and they gave him a 30-year sentence on each one. Well, that's violations there. All through the 40 years they've been violating this man, the retired FBI Association's been harassing him, sending him letters, which is illegal. They've been buying his website names up, linking him to the No Parole Peltier, which is illegal.
We have to go.
He violated his rights as an artist 4 months ago. So, I mean, it's going 40 years and you're violating this man's rights, and us taxpayers are paying for this.
Thank you so much, Chauncey. We have to end now, but this continues. When we say justice for Leonard Peltier, we're talking about justice for everyone, because we are not free as long as we are keeping political prisoners behind bars and attempting to silence them. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, March 7th, 2016. Kate Welch engineered the show today. Thanks, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson's the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.
Tune into KBOO on Tuesday, March 8th from midnight to midnight as we celebrate International Women's Day with 24 hours of programming produced, hosted, and engineered by women. There will be live music, public affairs with a feminist focus,